Monday's turkey handout in front of One Seneca Tower was full of Buffalo cliches. Signs held up by volunteers and police said, "City of Good Neighbors." People sang along to the Buffalo Bills shout song. But with COVID numbers rapidly rising in Western New York, Thanksgiving plans for where those turkeys would be consumed varied.
Yeah, I'm going to be in South Buffalo with my family, and I'm going to be close with my dogs in front of a fireplace.
My daughter and my son and my wife and I are going to shelter in place at our home, and we'll have a lovely Thanksgiving, just the four of us.
Well, Thanksgiving, I would just be in the house, and I'm getting some free turkey. I'm grateful for that. I'm going to be able to cook it and stay home and eat.
The last voice you hear is Emmanuel Johnson, sitting on his scooter, waiting in line, wearing a Buffalo News hat with a Golden State Warriors jacket. He lives in an apartment on Rother Avenue. He always cooks the turkey in his house, but this year it will be just for him.
Last week I lost my dad to the COVID-19, so.
With much of Western New York trending towards becoming a COVID microcluster red zone, Johnson has already experienced the trauma the virus can bring. His father was in the hospital for a month and on a ventilator before he passed.
I'm the only one left. No mom, I had no other family. I was living with my dad when he passed. It's not easy when you lost all your family members. You only have one person left and they go, so you have to learn how to think for yourself. So that's what I'm going through now.
And quickly adjusting to living alone has been tough for Johnson, who says COVID played a part in him recently losing his job as a customer service representative. Now he's trying to find money to pay for his father's funeral.
I intend to probably do cremation because it's hard, you know. Coughing, almost $3,000. And I can't deal with it. When you're not working, you don't have no source of income.
Johnson says he wants to attempt a GoFundMe to help pay, but isn't sure how. He's taking it day by day, and today he was one of many people who waited hours in line to get a turkey. Some lining up as early as 8 a.m. before the 1 p.m. handouts.
Well, I heard it on the news, so I decided to leave my house in this school and come and get that because I need something to cook for tomorrow and the Thanksgiving.
For Johnson and many others, the turkey is for more than Thanksgiving. Several people circled back around for a second turkey, many of them without a vehicle. Police and other volunteers eventually had to cut off those without cars in an effort to make sure more individuals received food. One woman, shortly after, arrived with her daughter.
Oh my God! No, people are getting too turkey.
She spoke with an officer who explained why they had to stop handing out to walkers.
That's the reason why we had to stop the walkers.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Do you have a vehicle?
Yeah, they had to drop me off because there was nowhere to park.
After listening, the officer made sure the woman and her daughter got a turkey.
You're all set, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, I understand the
situation.
I'm
so sorry.
It's okay. Okay?
They say Buffalo is a city of good neighbors, and I think so because we gelling together trying to distribute this food.
That's Ken Stevens, better known as Blue. He's supervisor for the Buffalo Peacemakers. Working next to police officers, he handed out Buffalo Bills themed masks.
Here you go, madam. Buffalo Bills fan. I'm not. Be blessed. An older lady came up just a few minutes ago, older Caucasian lady, and she said, "Oh my God, it's a good thing that you guys are giving away." She said, "But the lines are wrapped around the block." She told me that she waited for over an hour to get up here.
Sean Heidinger, director of business development with Douglas Development, says the need hasn't gone unnoticed.
We're learning today that we need to go bigger, and next year we'll be doing at least 1,000 turkeys because people lined up today at 8 a.m.
As the final turkeys were being distributed, Johnson had this farewell for those seeing family this holiday season.
So please wear your mask. You have to learn, it's a civic duty. A lot of people say, well, you can't force me to wear a mask. I have the constitutional right not to. Yeah, but what about your friends? What about your loved one? What about your family member? You know, just wear the mask. It's not a curse. It's not anything of politics. It's just a civic duty. Every American should follow that.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.